VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump blasted Democrat Joe Biden yesterday for not speaking out against protests across the country.
The wave of violence and destruction that we've seen in recent weeks and months has occurred in cities exclusively controlled and dominated by the Joe Biden party. If you take a look, the top 10 in the country are Democrats. It's Democrat-run cities, and it's a shame that it can be solved so easy.
In a speech yesterday at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden gave his reason for the president's accusations.
He's supposed to be protecting his country, but instead he's rooting for chaos and violence. The simple truth is Donald Trump failed to protect America. So now he's trying to scare America.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated they fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit there today, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd after a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man.
No, because Kenosha was something we did a good job when the governor didn't want us there. He didn't want the National Guard, as you know. He was very reluctant. But I give him credit because ultimately he said yes. And as soon as he said yes, the problem ended.
The city's mayor said Monday that he believes that President Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others welcome the trip. This is VOA News. The oil industry has asked the United States